In a world of conflicting values, when questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Good morning. You're listening to the Word for Life from Brookside Baptist Church in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Actually, we're located pretty close to you, I'm sure, 4470 Pilgrim Road. That's just north of Capitol Drive and just west of Milwaukee. So we encourage you to come to visit us if you don't have a church home. If you have a church home, trust that you'll be there and you'll be faithful. We have a number of services. Again, we're looking forward to this Sunday at 9 and 10:15 when we welcome Maranatha Baptist University's singing soccer team called the Tonal Defenders. And they'll be accompanied by the vice president of the university, Matt Davis, who will be bringing the message both in the morning, 9 o'clock and 10:15 services. And then in the evening at 6 o'clock, we'll be praising through the Psalms and looking at the second half of Psalm 33, yes, and verses 13 to the end of the chapter or the end of the Psalm. So we're looking forward to all these things and are delighted to present these Sunday opportunities for you. Also, don't want to forget what we do on Wednesday. Would you consider going to our website, Brookside BC, as in Baptist Church, brooksidebc.org, and seeing all the opportunities for discipleship and growth there for you, from the smallest to the tallest, from the youngest to the oldest, something for everyone at Brookside Baptist Church. We want to be a blessing to you, as we desire to be this morning.
Well, thank you, Pastor Wade, and we again look forward to all the activities and opportunities that God's given to us here at Brookside and in our community. And so let's be praying. We have to be living in these last days, and so we need to be living in expectation of our Lord's coming and be serving Him. Well, we find ourselves coming to the final two chapters of Joshua 23. What a great study Joshua has been for us. And in Joshua 23 and 24, Joshua is going to begin his farewell address. In chapter 23, he's going to call a conference with all the leaders of Israel. And then in chapter 24, he's going to meet with the entire nation and give them a message from God. He knew if the leaders were united in God, their fellow citizens would be more influenced to do so themselves. Pastor Wade, why don't you read the first couple of verses there of Joshua 23?
Sure. Now it came to pass, a long time after the Lord had given rest to Israel from all their enemies round about, that Joshua was old, advanced in age. And Joshua called for all Israel, for their elders, for their heads, for their judges, and for their officers, and said to them, I am old, advanced in age.
He goes on, he says, you have seen all the Lord your God has done to all these nations because of you, for the Lord your God is he who has fought for you. Friends, he wants to bring them together because they're going to be so critical for this next generation to follow the Lord, and that they, as leaders, are going to have to be the ones that set the example. And friends, can I just say that's true in our homes today? Dad's mom? I mean, if you're dealing with a rebellious child, as a dad or mom, I need to probably check myself. Have I been rebellious to God? Am I experiencing right now in my own home what I've been doing in my disobedience to you? So, leadership is so critical. It's true in our homes. It's true in our country. It's true in our churches, that we would stand by the Word of God, and that we would be willing to serve one another, to love one another as we should. Well, Joshua tells him here that he's old and he's ready to depart. He was probably close to about 110 years of age here. He saw death approaching. We have no idea. The Bible tells us that we don't know what a day will bring forth. Today could be my final day. But when we see death coming near, I think it's imperative for us to finish our life, our course that God has set before us, to do that with joy. I believe every believer wants to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant, when our eyes fall upon the Lord. But that would be a question for you. Have you given some thought concerning how you're going to finish? My dad just used to hit me with this one phrase, can finish the job. He said, you know, growing up, if I didn't want to finish painting the fence, I didn't paint the fence. He said, I want you to learn that when you start something, to finish it. And Joshua is going to tell these leaders, hey, listen, the land has experienced peace for some time. They didn't have to be fighting. And so some of that fighting spirit was gone. They had needed God to fight for them in the initial conquest battles. Again, because remember, they feared the inhabitants of the land. They walked strong because it was God who was doing the work for them. You know, voila, Jericho. Again, they were defeated by the 10 spies telling us, no, we can't do that. We look like grasshoppers in their sight. But God has been spoken of in Joshua as Lord, capital in the uppercase in the English language, or it's the same as you find in Moses coming to the burning bush, and who do I say, I am that I am has sent you. This is the covenant-keeping Jehovah God, that's name for God. It was highly respectable. They would not just use that in any flippant way. God is saying, I have made a covenant, and I will keep. And so his power has been seen in them crossing the Jordan River, the defeat of Jericho. You know, so often it's easy to think of God in this way in battle, but not necessarily in peace. So God did the fighting. Joshua, though, was watching the people at this point become apathetic, though, to finish the job of conquering the land. That's what he's saying. He says in verse 6 of chapter 3, therefore be very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, lest you turn aside from it to the right hand or to the left, and lest you go among these nations, these who remain among you. That's a key phrase right there. Remember, they were to drive them all out. But how many times did we read up to this point, they did not drive out all the people? Because he said, "You, they remain among you. You shall not make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause anyone to swear by them. You shall not serve them, nor bow down to them. But you shall hold fast to the Lord your God, as you have done to this day. For the Lord has driven out from before you great and strong nations, but as for you, no one has been able to stand against you to this day." And yet, they hadn't been totally, and I think in those lessons we said, 99% obedience is still not complete obedience. You have 1% of disobedience, and that's a problem. So he gives this promise for them for the future. God will expel all the rest of your enemies from the land if you get back on the offensive. The fulfillment of an earlier promise. And God had given him a clear command. Be my instruments of judgment on the nations living in Canaan. That comes from Deuteronomy chapter 7. That was God's command to him. And God would do this as the people separated themselves from the ungodly in marriages and in the affiliations of peace. They're not to have any contact in wickedness. He warned them. He warned them against a regression from the Lord and into these ungodly relationships. And friends, even for us today, it is just so gradual. Many times it's difficult for us to see. We have blinders on our eyes. So listen, be watchful. I think you think of the words that Peter told us about. Be sober. Be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring, seeking whom he may devour. You know, Pastor White, can you think of that? How foolish it would be, they've seen victory, to go back and start worshiping the God of the nations that they just conquered.
And you know, actually, that's what they did later on. And, you know, it doesn't seem that we're always so bright ourselves. The things that we find deliverance from, we so easily can become a slave to, again, were it not for the grace of God.
after we look in the book of Joshua, Pastor Wade, we'll just follow up with the book of Judges, which tells the story of this nation that refused to obey the Lord after Joshua, and their godly leaders and their peers died. He's giving them in Joshua 23 here in verses 6 to 16 this responsibility for the present. What God does for his people often depends upon what his people do with God. That's a quote from Warren Wiersbe. Let me give it to you one more time. What God does for his people often depends upon what his people do with God. Be very careful. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Do not love the world, nor the things that are in the world, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world, and that's going to pass away. Joshua's saying, do not marry into these other nations. It'll be a snare. It'll be a trap. Solomon himself fell into that trap, and it brought destruction. Don't become comfortable with saying, well, maybe there are more ways to get to God than one. Don't be comfortable with religion that says Christ is not the only way. But do cleave to the Lord. That's how your relationship should be. Total love, total devotion, total union. He tells them in verse 9 and 10, drive these heathen nations out that remain. Take heed to yourselves. He talks about in verse 11 that you love the Lord your God. God's word never fails to provide blessing or cursing. Both are evidences of his love, my friend. He says in verse 14, meditate on God's blessings. They'll serve as a deterrent to do evil. Here's what Joshua's fear was, that prosperity can bring apathy and then it can bring apostasy. Mm-hmm. Remember, after World War II, the question was asked, why was all of Europe, much of Asia and Britain devastated by war, but not America? And we entered into this very quickly, this era of prosperity and affluence. I mean, you look back, God could have been testing us as a nation with prosperity. The most dangerous condition of a nation. Someone says, man, if I lose my money or I lose my health, the first one I'm going to turn to is God. But man, when we have our health and our money, we don't really look and turn to God.
You know, we've been just came out of this COVID virus situation here, and it was devastating. We don't want to minimize it, but there's a disease that is far more virulent, and it's called affluenza.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great point, Pastor Wade. And so in Joshua 23, really, to conclude it, there's three admonitions that he gives. Keep God's word, cleave to the word, to the Lord, and love the Lord. We will either go with God and his word, or all the people who oppose God and his ways. It's going to be one or the other, friends. There's no middle ground. And may we stay faithful in our love and our commitment to our God. Have a great day. May the Lord bless you.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer, or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to help continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.